Well, good evening, Airstreamers. How are we doing all tonight? We have a good day? Wonderful. You've just had the pleasure of listening to our own Wally Byam band under the direction of Barbara Lambrecht from El Paso, Texas. Aren't they great? Let's give them a round of applause. Well, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Jack Hampel, and I'm going to be your master of ceremonies for this week. And I want to welcome you to the 61st International Rally of the Wally Byam Caravan Club and the 63rd anniversary of our great organization. Before we begin our program, I have a number of announcements I'd like to make. For those who have evening announcements, I placed a white box in the Welcome Center. Please put your announcements in the box no later than 4 p.m. If I have any questions, I will have time to contact you for clarification. Please keep your announcement brief and legible, and include your name, committee, and phone number. Vintage section. Apparently the wind is starting to pick up. You're advised to go ahead, pick up, and put your awnings away. Vintage section. Please check your awnings. There'll be jam sessions occurring every day from 3 to 5 in the amphitheater. Any skill level is more than welcome, so please attend. Today's church service, we collected $1,750.36. What a job. Good job, guys. Questions about the Airstream parks? Join us right here tomorrow at 9 a.m. Free camping certificates will be given after presentation from the Airstream Parks Association. Also be advised, it's been getting kind of warm lately, so make sure to switch your water heater and refrigerator to gas to help alleviate some of the power issues that are being currently experienced. Like to announce that we'll be leaving from the area just outside the exit doors to the right of the main stage of the fairgrounds office, for not the bullpen. So any field trips that you'll be catching, that's where you will be doing it. Also, please disconnect from the guest wireless when not using to allow others to use the internet. The Willamette Art Center has special art classes for all Airstream members attending this rally. The Art Center is located at the north end of the Tap Room building. For more information online, go to WBCCI website under local resources at the bottom. And it'll also be indicated in the rally newsletter that's printed daily. And finally, I'd like to call on Linda Amy to make an announcement regarding common sense. Linda, if you could please come up.
Just to give you a little bit of information, we have so many first-timers that I'm sure you don't know what's going on when we say common sense. We put money together from what we collect, and the children will be at the doors tomorrow night, so bring that jingly and the quiet. It will be going this year to the Family Building Blocks. They have a fund that allows them to send children to doctors and hospitals out of the area. They also have a fund that buys and supplies special things like crutches, special orthotics that the children can't afford or do not have coverage. We do not pay for medical bills. We pay for those things that are auxiliary that they need. So all of your dimes, quarters, nickels, pennies, quiet money, and checks made out to WBCCI would be appreciated. We will be at the doors, as I said. We will do this Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and everything must be in Thursday night. The stuffed animals are being collected by the children and will be distributed to the local schools. So get your stuffed animals over to community, and we will see that they're taken care of. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Mrs. Lambrecht, may we have one more number, please? Amen. Well, the traditional opening ceremony you're about to witness is one of the many highlights we anticipate each year. We start the program this evening with introductions of our international officers and distinguished guests as they take their places on stage. Immediately following these introductions, the stirring presentations of flags will set the tone for the coming events of the rally. As I present your international officers and distinguished guests, please give them a warm WBCCI welcome. Music, please, Mrs. Lambrick. Our international president, Jim Koch, and First Lady Debbie. Let's give them a round of applause, folks. Their guests are Chuck Bennett, Mayor of Salem, and Lori Plummer, Corporate Manager of WBCCI. Our International First Vice President, Barry Bell, and his First Lady, Karen. Their guest is Angie Onuuchi, President and CEO of Travel Salem. Our International Second Vice President, Mona Heath. Her guest, Mike Paluzak, Director and CEO of Oregon State Fair Expo Center. Our International Third Vice President, Andy Selking, and our International Recording Secretary, Barb Selking. Our International Treasurer, Bill Giangiulio, and his First Lady, Sandy. our immediate past president, Richard Gerard, and First Lady Jan. And last but not least, our parliamentarian, Joanne Miller, and her husband, Bill. These are our international officers and honored guests. Please give them another round of applause, folks. We have other guests in the audience we would like to acknowledge. Will the International Standing Committee chairman and their spouses please stand as a group? Let's give them a round of applause because they make it all happen here, folks. And now I ask that the invocation will be given by our International Religious Coordinator, Reverend John Ferking. John, there he is. We had to pick John up off the floor. He was still shocked by the amount of money we collected this morning, so just give him a break. It took him a little time to get up here.
I'm sorry. Let us pray. As we gather, Lord, we're grateful for the opportunity to see old friends and to make new ones in this Airstream family. Keep us mindful of how blessed we are to travel, to see this beautiful world which you have made. We're grateful for your promise to be with all our loved ones throughout this nation and the world. Thank you for all the freedoms we enjoy and for our servicemen and women who are protecting those freedoms as we gather here. Keep our club one in spirit and attitude, and bless those who help to lead this club in the right path. As you have blessed us, help us to be a blessing to those around us. Amen.
Thank you, John. All right, the Parade of Flags is under the direction of Flag Chairman Joe Smedley. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the presentation of our two national flags. Mrs. Lambrick, marching music, please. The national flags are presented by Charlie Burke of the Idaho unit carrying the American flag, and Bob Caldwell of the Alberta, Saskatchewan unit carrying the Canadian flag. Flag bearers, post your flags and be seated. The audience will please be seated. We will now continue with a presentation of our region, unit, and intra-club flags. Music, please. Region 1, Region Flag Bearer Lily Hamquist, President Tyrone Mott, and Partner R.J. Dominic.
Our Cape Cod Airstream Club is held by President R.J. Dominic. Charter Oak Connecticut Airstream Club is President Joyce Russo. New England Airstream Club is by Bonnie Hogan. And the Quebec Canada Club is by Roch Dupuy.
Region 2, Region Flag Bearer Rich Short, President Mark Hammer, and First Lady Debbie.
Region 2, Delaware Valley, New Jersey, Linda Amee, President. Hudson Mohawk, Wendy Ventali, Flag Bearer. Keystone, Rick Pitts, President. Metropolitan New York, Debbie Hammer, President. Kathy Blake, Flag Bearer. Mid-Atlantic, Bob George, Flag Bearer. New York Finger Lakes, Chuck Tobin, Flag Bearer. Ontario, Canada, Linda Douglas, President. Watchung, New Jersey, Dave K. Hall, President.
Region 3, Flag Bearer John Leake, President John Ferking, and First Lady Eileen.
Region 3 is the proudest and the most humble of all the regions. In our region, no one retires and moves up north. Big Ben, President Tom Beyer, flag bearer Jay Thompson. Carolina's unit, Ann Sessler, President Margaret Vanderee. The Florida unit, Ron Allen is president. Lynn Masters is our flag bearer. Florida Treasure Coast, Susan Taylor Ahrens is president. Joe Smedley, flag bearer. Georgia Unit, Bill Wild as president. Tom Baker, flag bearer. Palmetto Unit, from the great city of York, South Carolina, Terry Montgomery. The Piedmont Unit, President Bill Townsend. The Shenandoah Unit, President Linda Hoyer and Phil Miller as flag bearer. South Carolina Coastal, Pernice Dawson as president. South Florida, Beth Rakovich is president. Tony Laurie is our flag bearer. Southeastern Camping Unit, President Nancy Gore. Western North Carolina, George James IV, President Rachel Payne is our flag bearer.
Don't forget, this is Jim and Debbie's region.
Yes, and this is the region of our international president and first lady.
Yay!
Thank you.
Region 4, Region Flag Bearer Karen Fisher, President Don Hetzler, and First Lady Marion.
I'm proud and privileged to introduce our Region 4 units from the Michigan, except the Upper Peninsula, Ohio, and West Virginia states. Akron, Ohio Unit, Flag Bearer Kathy Keel. Appalachian Unit of West Virginia, Flag Bearer Paul Mady. Cincinnati, Ohio Unit, Flag Bearer Ann Rebole. Miami Valley Unit of Ohio, Flag Bearer Ralph Rebole. Michigan Airstream Club, Flag Bearer Wally Kimmel. Mohican Valley Airstream Club, Flag Bearer David Apple. The Western Reserve Camping Unit, Flag Bearer Jim Kubalik.
Region 5, Region Flag Bearer, Monty Barksdale, introducing Region 5 Unit, First Vice President, Mr. Barry Bell.
As a member of Region 5, I'm happy to present to you our four units present from the Region 5 contingent. Northern Illinois Airstream Club is represented tonight by John Sanders, President. Central Indiana Airstream Club is represented by Don Russell, Flag Bearer. The Southern Indiana Unit is represented by Ron Yoakum, Flag Bearer. Lincolnland Airstream Club is represented by Ann Leslie, President. Thank you.
Region 6, Region Flag Bearer, James Johnson, President Ken Rittenour, and First Lady Jean.
We'd like to welcome you from Region 6, the great states of Tennessee, the Panhandle, Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas, and Louisiana. Representing the Alabama unit is President Russ Pry. Representing the Arkansas Razorback Airstream Club is Mark McGee. Representing the East Tennessee Airstream Club is President Stuart Bacon. Roll Tide. Okay. I mean, anyway, who is it? Somebody else. That's representing the Louisiana Airstream Club is Wilford Shake Snyder. Representing the Mississippi Airstream Club is President George McInch. Representing the Music City Airstream Club is Bill Martin. And last but not least, representing the Pensacola Airstream Florida unit is President Cheryl Lamb. And as they say in Louisiana, and I won't pronounce it right, laissez le bon temps rouler, let the good times roll.
Representing Region 7, Region Flag Bearer Don Thompson, President Peter Yank, and First Lady Kathy.
From the prairies of South Dakota, North Dakota, and Manitoba, through the streams, forests, and rivers of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, we give you the splendor of Region 7, which happens to be the home of the International Peace Gardens, where your Promise of Peace Monument resides. You should stop and see it. From the Minnesota Airstream Club, we have the president, Kay Olson. From the North Dakota Peace Garden Unit, second vice president, Raleigh Wall. From the Wisconsin Unit, trustee Chuck Zellermeyer.
Representing Region 8, Region Flag Bearer Mike Sisk, President Beth McCall, represented by Dwight Olson, Region 1st Vice President, and First Lady Lana.
From the heartland of America, we have our units of Region 8. We start with the Greater Kansas City unit, represented by President Mike Bettinger. The Greater St. Louis unit, led by President Jane Bartlett. The Iowa unit, led by President Mike Donahue. Missouri Greater Ozarks, President Joyce Allen. Nebraska unit, led by President Larry Link. And the North Iowa unit, President Dan Bamberry, flag bearer Ted Holman.
Representing Region 9, Region Flag Bearer Bill Kindle, President Grady Ferry, and First Lady Keith.
Representing the great states of Texas and Oklahoma. Greater Houston Airstream Club, Hub Miller, President. Heart of Texas Camping Club, Susan Copage, President. Judy Rich, flag bearer. North Texas Unit, Steve Woodard, President. Texas Alamo Unit, David Willis, President, Flag Bearer, Carolyn Sutherland. Texas Highland Lakes Unit, President Ed Addicks, Flag Bearer, Peter Sajovich. Texas Hill Country, President David Merrick, Judy Cody, flag bearer. Texas Plains Airstream Club, President Betty Foley, Ron Foley, flag bearer.
Representing Region 10, Region Flag Bearer Mike Abel, President Terry Warren, and First Dude Hal Hendricks.
Good evening. On behalf of Region 10, we welcome you to the beautiful Pacific Northwest. Alberta, Saskatchewan, Unit 120, President Randy McGilvery, flag bearer Sharon Cairns. The British Columbia Airstream Club, President Joyce Christensen, flag bearer Tom Aikum. The Idaho Airstream Club, President Peter Goodeking. The Oregon Airstream Club, President Brad Taylor. The Washington Unit 112, President Lee Wyman. And home of our second VP, Mona Heath.
Representing Region 11, Region Flag Bearers, Stephen Parr, President Patty Reed, and First Mate Tom.
Representing the Rocky Mountains and the Wild West, we have the Arizona Airstream Club, President Stephen Houtman. The Denver, Colorado Unit, President Jackie Arnold, flag bearer Rob Huey. The Four Corners Unit, President Terrell Rich, flag bearer Eileen Pauley. The New Mexico Unit, President Marshall Hall, flag bearer Larry Eakin. And Utah's Wasatch Airstream Club, President Julie Schofield. Region 11 is represented by the International Past President and his wife, Richard and Jan Girard.
And certainly last but not least, my region, Region 12, Region Flag Bearer Eric McHenry, President James Polk, and First Lady Linda.
It's great. The best is saved for last. Region 12, the Golden State of California and the Silver State of Nevada. Central Coast California Unit, represented by Linda Hollenbeck. El Camino Airstream Club, Kathy Green. Greater Bay Area Airstream Club, Linda Sickler. Golden West Unit, Ken Bechtold. The Greater Los Angeles Airstream Club, Alan Amundsen, Flag Bearer, President Linda Polk. Lake Tahoe Airstream Club, John Diamond. Las Vegas Airstream Club, Flag Bearer Dale Muser, President Diane Hancock. Northern California Airstream Club, Pat Lazarowski. San Diego Unit, Flag Bearer Marla Liberty, President Abe Hernandez. Sierra Nevada Unit, Don Williams. South Coast Unit, Flag Bearer Mark Miller, President Bruce Barefoot.
At this time, we present the WBCCI Europe unit flag. They are our first sanctioned overseas unit with 92 members at this time. Let's give them a round of applause, folks. Flag bearer Ian Jameson from the United Kingdom, representing the WBCCI European unit. Also flag bearer Per Hanquist, Region 1, first vice president. Presents the flag representing the countries of the European Airstream Club. Also, there are four intra-clubs within WBCCI. We are most pleased to recognize the following clubs. The Amateur Radio Club, President Steve Paget. The Classic Airstream Club, President Roger Brandt. The Freewheelers Club, President Monty Barksdale, Flag Bearer Merv McDowell. And last but not least, the Vintage Airstream Club, President Victor Blood. Give him a round of applause, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance led by First Vice President Barry Bell, International First Vice President, and remain standing while Linda Shelton and Andy Selking lead us in the singing of the two national anthems.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Canada, our home and native land. True patriot love in all of us command. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true north strong and free. From far and wide, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God keep our land glorious and free. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Ladies and gentlemen, please be seated. It is now my honor to introduce our international president, Mr. Jim Cock. Jim?
All right, thank you. Welcome, members, guests, officers of the club, and sponsors. Welcome to the rally, the 61st International Rally. Marks the club's third international rally in Salem, Oregon, over a 46-year span. We are glad to be back in Salem. Yeah. We appreciate the warm welcome Salem has provided. Thank you also to Region 10 and the Oregon Unit for their outpouring of support for this great event. We've counted a great deal on Region 10, the Oregon Unit. We appreciate everything your members have done. Thank you, Terry, Region 10 President. One of the club's goals this year has been to develop a sustainable project method and team to plan, organize, and manage the club's international rallies. We've achieved this thanks to our rally manager, Karen Fisher, assistant rally manager, Jim Johnson Jr., their protege, R.J. Dominic, and the other members of the International Rally Planning Team for the great work they've done making this possible. Yeah. I thank all of them for allowing me to dedicate more of my time to serving our members throughout the entire year while they provide us the very convincing evidence that this new process really works well. Yeah, exactly. We're very appreciative also of the tremendous contributions from our sponsors. Airstream Adventures Northwest has done so much good, I'm not sure where to start. Right there. Yeah. Is it their remarkable new Airstream RV show right here on our campus, or the beautiful blue water bottles with their logo and our rally logo on them? Is it making available Airstreams for some of our members to stay during the rally, or providing Airstream factory-trained repair technicians to respond to your on-site service requests, both emergency and scheduled? Is it the prize drawing for one of their fabulous Ultimate Airstreams customizations? Their can-do approach to everything we've brought to them, everything we've worked together on, has been absolutely fabulous for our planning of this rally. Thank you, Ted Davis, Ty Adams, your entire team. Thank you for your tremendous support. Airstream Incorporated directly supports this rally with buying your ice cream yesterday. Did anybody get ice cream yesterday? Yeah. Thank you to Airstream Incorporated for buying that ice cream that the Oregon Dairy Women served us. Airstream Incorporated has provided the water bottle filling station over there. A lot of people are there. I wish we had a bottle counter on it to see how many we're filling. It's pretty neat. Airstream also is providing us with Tuesday mornings, $2,000 drawing and gift certificates. Don't miss being there Tuesday morning for that. Finally, thank you to FCIS for sponsoring our ice cream social this Wednesday night. We always look forward to ice cream. We appreciate FCIS's continued support for our international rallies. I'm going to ask now that Chuck Bennett, Mayor of Salem, Oregon, come to the podium and provide your remarks. Thank you, Chuck. We're glad to have you here. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, greetings, Airstream lovers. That parade of flags was a real travelogue. I begin to realize what it means to be an Airstream owner. You're apparently always on the road somewhere. It's really quite fantastic. I'm really thrilled to officially welcome you to Salem this evening. I know that many of you have been in this area for at least a day now, or perhaps were here in 2006 when you last held your rally in Salem. Either way, I hope that you have the opportunity to discover all that our city and the surrounding area has to offer. This is an exciting time in Salem. That's an understatement. This is a pretty exciting time in Salem right now. Thanks to several community partners, we continue to expand our abilities to host large conferences such as this, as well as attract new and interesting events to our region. We believe that we provide an outstanding level of service and hospitality here in Salem, and I hope before this next week is over, you agree. I was looking at your program for this weekend, and I'm really impressed with all the activities you've planned for participants and how much you're getting out and about in our community. It sounds like you've got it all going on here: a Dutch oven cooking class, fly fishing instruction, making t-shirt quilts, that one interested me, musical entertainment, day trips to Mount Hood and the Oregon coast, a photo contest, and that's just a few of the offerings that I saw on what looked like about 10 pages of very small type of activities going on here. Your rally, it seems, is also an opportunity for learning. I noted technical classes on tires, hitches, winter storage, which intrigued me when I listened to all these people from the South, smart apps for smart travelers, and even how to organize your trailer. What a great community of folks you have. And with people who obviously love to learn and people who like to tell other people how to do it. I think it's fantastic. I came across a document provided to you that explains how to speak Oregonian. That's Oregonian. We do have our fair share of unique words and pronunciations, so I'm sure you appreciate the primer. For all of us who came from anywhere else to Oregon, it takes a while. I still am not positive. Is it Irrigan or Irrigon? But I'll promise you, it's Oregon, not Oregon. And remember, this is the home state of Wally Byam. 1896, he was born in Baker City. And if you're headed home that way, and you want to take a look at the Oregon Trail as it exists, and you want to visit a fantastic museum dedicated to Mr. Byam and the incredible activities he took on in his tours of Europe, the United States, and that 18,000-mile trek from Cape Town to Cairo, please stop in Baker City and take a look at that museum. I did this last year, which is why I know it exists. I was going through it just thinking it'd be interesting, Oregon Trail Museum, on a trip up to visit family in Spokane, and discovered that this was the hometown of Wally Byam, and it was really quite a remarkable museum place. So I just recommend it as you're going home. Stay here till Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Baker City's a nice stop on the way. I've also learned that a focus of your time while in this area is working with Union Gospel Mission, assisting family building blocks, as well as some of our local food banks. You also have Thank a Veteran Day. That's fantastic. It takes a special group of people to come together as you do, celebrate a hobby and a lifestyle that you love, all the while rolling up your sleeves and improving the communities you visit. Thank you. Thank you very much for doing that for our community. Our community is inspired by your generosity of spirit doing this. It really is quite remarkable. And when you're taking a break from all your other activities, which, again, small type, 10 pages, it really was amazing, we've got a unique blend of things to do here in Salem. We have cultural activities, festive events, world-class wine tasting, boutique shopping, and brilliant gardens that are all part of the fabric woven together that makes Salem a really special place for all of us who live here and for those of you who have an opportunity for the first time, the second, the third, the tenth, whatever, because it sounds like you're always on the road to visit. I understand that a perfect day for an Airstream lover is to eat out for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I'm here to tell you, you are in the right place. And again, thank you for being here tonight. Welcome to Salem. Enjoy yourselves. This was an inspiring travelogue just to listen to the flag groups coming through. It reminds me of what a big, wonderful, beautiful country we have. So thank you very much.
Next, I'll be very happy to introduce Angie Onyewuchi. She is the president and CEO of Travel Salem. They have been our partners on this since we first imagined coming to Salem, have helped us so much. They're the ones that arranged our entertainment last night and that great meal we had. Angie, welcome.
Good evening, Airstream. We're so excited that you're here, and the mayor is a very hard act to follow, so I'll do my very best. But it's my distinct honor as well to welcome you here to Salem, the most beautiful corner of the Pacific Northwest, in our humble opinion. I'd like to thank Jim Koch, International President of the Wally Byam Caravan Club International, and First Lady Debbie Wood. They have worked so hard to organize this rally for you. You really have two amazing Airstream ambassadors in Jim and Debbie. I'd also like to recognize Karen Fisher, the rally manager, for helping put it all together as well. So thank you to each of you for all that you do. And can we give them another round of applause? And from what I hear, I hear you did enjoy yourself last night at the Taste of Salem. Did you guys have a good time last night? I hope so. I'd like to thank some of our local superstars that showcased some of Salem's best for you last night. We had Adam's Rib Smokehouse, Eola Hills Winery, Salem Ale Works, and Wondering Angus Cider Works there for you. And who could forget Kathy Boyd and the Phoenix Rising, that dynamic bluegrass band. Sounds like I missed a really great party. Adventure is awaiting you around every corner here in Salem, the most Oregon part of Oregon. From our historic and quaint downtown charm to first-class recreation and award-winning culinary experiences, we can help you plan every detail and encourage you to stop by our information booth at the Friendship Center in the Jackman Long Building right here, just through those doors there. And we also have our visitor center on the corner of State and Liberty Streets right downtown. Our staff is ready to help you discover the most Oregon part of Oregon. And if you want all of the details at your fingertips, just visit us online at travelsalem.com. And you'll find UTrip on there, which is a personal itinerary builder that can help you put all the details together if you want to go beyond the 10-page small type deal you got going already. So anyway, I encourage you to pick up your own Ale and Cider Trail Passport, chock full of discounts. You'll receive stamps at participating locations and custom beer glass is awaiting you at the final, at the end of the trail. And if wine is more your speed, and let me tell you, if you haven't tasted Pinot Noir, maybe you had some here last night, the Eola Hills, did they serve you guys Pinot last night? Some of the best in the world. And but we have a charm trail, too, so you can collect wine glass charms as you go around that trail. So there's all kinds of information at our booth for you as to lead you through into all the beverage delights in the region. And if you want to experience cultures from around the world, you're here at the right time. In one of the most beautiful settings here in the Willamette Valley, I would encourage you to check out the 21st Annual World Beat Festival in Riverfront Park. The festival features live music and dance, food, and traditions of more than 70 countries. You're in for a real treat. I could go on and on about the wonderful things to see and do here, but it's time to get on with your celebration. Thank you for letting me spend a few minutes with you this evening on this lovely Sunday evening, and I wish you a successful and memorable rally here in Salem. Thank you.
Thank you, Angie. Our last speaker before we get our keynote speech from Ted Davis, Mike Paluzak. Mike is the director and CEO of the Oregon State Fair and Expo Center, our hosts on this facility, the people who have really stood this thing up for us rapidly and beautifully. Thank you, Mike.
Well, I'll be brief for a couple reasons. That's the first one, because I don't have much of a voice. But I did, on behalf of the Oregon State Fair Council, our management team and staff, I wanted to officially welcome you to the Oregon State Fair and Exposition Center. After you have explored and visited all that Salem and the surrounding area has to offer, I hope you will enjoy coming back here as your home away from home, because we certainly enjoy you being here. For 2 years, about 2 years ago, we first began the conversation with Travel Salem about you folks coming here. And I can tell you that for 2 years, the anticipation among our staff has been pretty exciting. And you're the reason why. We love hosting events. We love having people from all over the country. I have to say that watching the flags and the introductions, I can't imagine that there's too many roads that weren't traveled to get here. And we have a saying here that all roads lead to the Oregon State Fair and Exposition Center. But the one that I want to know is, what road did the guys from Europe take to get here? So, again, thank you for being here. Welcome. We hope you come back. We hope you enjoy your stay. It's been our pleasure to host your group. Thank you.
It's a long-standing tradition that we invite the dignitaries that help plan this, help host us to their fair city and to the fairgrounds. and help us with all the great travel planning. We invite them to be initiated into our honorary membership as Airstream Club members. But it requires your consent. So what say you about Chuck, Angie, and Mike? Shall we vote them in as members honorary of our club?
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate that. At this point in time, it gives me great pleasure to introduce Mr. Ty Adams with Airstream Adventures Northwest. Mr. Ty Adams, would you please come forward? Give him a round of applause, folks. They're the people who put that beautiful Airstream setup, all those shiny new trailers for us to look at and buy.
Good evening. I thought I might have to do a little crowd fluffing, but you guys look pretty fully fluffed. Jack said, my name is Ty Adams. I'm the marketing director with Airstream Adventures Dealer Group. And I know this sentiment will be expressed a lot before we're through here, but I'd like to express it personally. Thank you. Thank you very much to you all for being here. Thanks to the WBCCI for allowing us to participate. Thanks to Airstream for their support. Thanks to all the volunteers that helped this amazing event come together. It's really an honor for us to be here. That said, before we bring up Ted, I would like to ask you your indulgence for a short video. We just would like to share with you some of the other faces behind the organization, a little bit about our history and the philosophy behind what we do. After that, we will commence with the TED Talk. I'm sorry. I had to do it. So enjoy the video. Thanks very much, y'all.
Memories, adventures, relationships, new frontiers. Every adventure has a beginning. Not all beginnings are the same. For the Airstream Adventures dealer family, our journey began in the most unlikely of circumstances. On a tiny lot outside Portland, Oregon, just 2 years after the Great Recession in 2008, we launched into uncharted territory as the first dealership in the country to sell nothing but Airstreams. Since then, we have become the leading Airstream dealer group in the world, with the largest service network of 5 dealerships up and down the West Coast, as well as the nation's only factory-authorized custom and commercial dealership. As pioneers of Airstream-exclusive dealerships, embodying the integrity of this iconic brand has always been of the utmost importance to us. The precision involved to handcraft each and every unique Airstream has given us a remarkable product that our team members are passionate about sharing and proud to stand behind. These shining trailers speak for themselves. They represent decades of discoveries, thousands of adventures, and millions of individuals who have all answered the call to live riveted. While we've been living and breathing all things Airstream since day one, you may be surprised to find that we don't believe it's our business to sell you trailers or motorhomes. Rather, our mission is twofold: to provide you unparalleled support in creating memories and adventures that last for generations, and to provide our team members the opportunity to grow professionally and personally to achieve their goals. We are honored to be part of Airstream history and humbled by our status as the leading dealer group. But we are firm in our belief that any success rests entirely on our ability to achieve this mission to the highest standard on a daily basis. In that endeavor, the relationships and experiences of our guests take precedence. It's about the couple saving up for an Airstream since their first year of marriage 50 years ago. It's the growing family of four, eager to fulfill their travel dreams while also educating their children on the road. It's the dedicated entrepreneurs with plans to run a business out of their long-awaited silver bullet. From thrill-seeking to luxury living, the stories and dreams are as varied and inspiring as the people behind them. Here at Airstream Adventures, we are dedicated to making those dreams a reality. We are here to ensure that your relationship with us opens the door to incredible experiences, connecting you with the invigorating beauty of your world and community. We are here to provide you the inspiration and freedom to explore new lands, rekindle old adventures, and discover new friendships without boundaries. We are the Airstream Adventures dealer family, and we're excited to meet you.
And now we'd like to introduce our keynote speaker, Mr. Ted Davis. And by the way, folks, check out his shoes. Is this a man dedicated to Airstream or what? Look at those shoes. I think he robbed it right off of somebody's trailer here. Look at this. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Ted.
Thank you very much. Am I on? Wow. They say it's really good to breathe and be in the moment when you're in front of a lot of passionate people giving a speech. So there's the breath, and I'll try to be in the moment. I'm humbled and honored to be here this evening. This has really been a phenomenal journey for myself and our entire dealer group, and I want to thank you. I'd like to start with a few thank yous this evening. I'd like to start with Mona Heath, because it was... seems like many, many years ago that Mona actually came to me and helped me understand the value of what you do and the importance of supporting you as a club and as a people. So Mona, thank you. Jim and the entire leadership team and volunteers of the WBCCI, you have welcomed us with open arms, and we're grateful to be here, so thank you so much. Part of your family, I almost feel like. And then our entire AANW team, the hard work they put into this, both from being on site, plus the 6+ months of planning that Jade Webster, our event coordinator, has done. She is a rock star. I would not be here if it weren't for Jade and all the incredible work that she has done in the entire team. I could go on and list an awful lot of people, but I think you want to get into the meat of this. So I'd like to, if we can, go back in time a little bit to better understand what it is that has brought all of our roads here and why we're here tonight. So we all know Wally's history. Born, as we know, Baker City, July 4th, 1896. Doesn't get much more Americana than that. And as a young boy, he grew up herding sheep in the summer, living a venturesome spirited life under the stars in eastern Oregon. But Wally also wanted more, and he was rather entrepreneurial. So as a young man, he ends up in Los Angeles, more specifically Hollywood, wanting to be the next swashbuckling movie star. Well, we know it didn't work out so well for him. Thank goodness for us. And he then attempted several other businesses until he landed in the magazine business, and he was very successful. But then we know what happened. The Great Depression hit. Hello. And it wiped out many businesses, including his. So this is where there's two versions of the story, and I'm not quite sure which one's true. Either he built a trailer because his wife would not go camping without a bed and a place to cook, or he is building a trailer in order to move back to Oregon to go back to working on a ranch and a farm. Either way, I think we can all agree that necessity is the mother of invention, and he certainly had some needs. Airstream was born. Over the next 10 to 15 years, he started to understand that it was becoming more than the product. It was transcending Airstream, the physical brand. And so he wrote a creed. He put it in writing that allowed him to share what he believed the Airstream experience was. And I'm sure you all know the creed. I don't think I need to sit and read it verbatim. If you have not read it, I encourage you to. But three of them are about you, about the clubs, about caravans, and about playing a role in creating goodwill amongst people. And we could really use a lot of that these days. So in 1951, Wally asked a few friends if they'd like to go do a caravan. A magazine picked this up. 63 trailers showed up. They were heading down to Nicaragua. First ever caravan. They didn't make it all their way, but the caravan was born. Between 51 and 55, Wally went on to go to Canada, to Mexico, on additional caravans. And through the persistence and recommendations of the attendees of these caravans, on August 3rd, 1955, in Nova Scotia, the Wally Bayam Caravan Club was founded. In 1958, your first international rally was held with 300 attendees in Bull Shoals, Arkansas. Thank you. With 300. Then in 1962, 1,000 attended. 1965, 2,000 attended. 1970, 3,000. And I believe peaking out in 1975 at over 4,000 of you. Salem, can you handle 4,000? Okay, not a yes. The club has constantly evolved and changed over the years. You've added chapters and regions and rallies, and have constantly tried to adjust to the realities of your day. So now let me share just a little history about how our organization came into being. It's 2009. I was in the automobile industry. I was thumbing through Automotive News, a trade magazine, and I see an ad in the very back that says, Airstream, limited territory still available, and a picture of an Airstream. That image took me back nearly 40 years. When I was an 8-year-old boy, and from the time I was 8 to 15, my grandparents in their Aljo travel trailer would pick my next oldest brother and I up and take us away for the entire summer. We would go to the Matolius River near Bend, Oregon for 2 months, fly fishing nearly every day. We'd then pack up and go down to the Oregon coast, where we'd crab off the docks of Newport for another month. Every time my grandparents saw an Airstream, they got a twinkle in their eye, and they talked about how it was the Cadillac of travel trailers. They could never afford one, but they recognized it for what it was. They were and are the salt of the earth people, and that stuck with me my entire life. So when I saw that picture, I went, well, why not? So I picked up the phone because it said, call for more exciting details. Linda Merkley. I went, well, okay, I'll call Linda. Call. Leave a message. 20 minutes later, I get a call from the chairman, Larry Huddle. Fast forward to 2010. We open up our first dealership, May of 2010, in Portland. It was a postage stamp lot. We had a service bay and a half. We could fit 25 Airstreams on the lot, and we could still have parking for 5 of our guests. This business model was received immediately well. because it was needed. The brand needed its special representation. It needed what it represented to you in a sales and service experience. So in May of 2011, we opened up our Seattle dealership. In May of 2012, we opened up our Idaho dealership. There's a trend here. May of 2013, we opened up our Bay Area dealership. Okay, thank you. And then in 14, we opened up the first ever dealer factory authorized custom Airstream company, Ultimate Airstreams. In 14, we were also able to purchase the property we were leasing down in California. And then in 15, we relocated our Portland dealership to a larger facility. We were able to find some property and move and buy a new facility for our Idaho dealership. And then we took 2016 off because we were kind of tired. We had done a lot in that short period of time. Then in 2017, we formed a holding company to become the parent company of our entire organization. In February of this year, 18, we broke the tradition. We opened up our South Bay dealership. And then just a week and a half ago, we just moved into our brand new corporate headquarters where we've a 99,000 square foot facility where we house our corporate staff, our Ultimate Airstreams, our graphic and design company, and now offer indoor storage also. But remember back to 2009, this was the worst recession since the Great Depression. 40% of dealers had or would go out of business. 25% of manufacturers would or had gone out of business. Other than my two business partners, Parker Johnstone and John Dimmer, and my incredible wife, Andrea Davis, who hates it when I do that, everybody else said, we'll see you on the other side of bad. And they had good cause, too. Things didn't look so good. I wanted to sell the most expensive brand in the market. I wanted to sell it exclusively. I had no RV experience. But thanks to you, it all worked out. And I stand up here now, and I want to make this very clear. Our success is because of you and every Airstream owner out there. I stand up here because of you. I understand and I heard your calling. We need something better. We're not perfect, I promise you, but we strive for that. So, while these caravans are legendary, absolutely legendary, from the European tours to Cape Town to Cairo to China, they go on and on, and you'll hear more about that. By no means am I a historian of the incredible caravans. But I believe your mission, your purpose as a club and as Airstream owners is the Airstream promise, to continually deliver on that Airstream promise. The promise of the transformation an Airstream has when you take one out on you. The promise of the creed, Wally's creed, to continue and keep that alive. What you do matters and makes a difference. I believe there's been a missing leg to this three-legged stool. I believe that Airstream and you have had a good relationship over the years. But to be honest, I think the third leg of a good sturdy stool is the dealer network and the dealers. Because it's our responsibility to make sure that you, as our ambassadors of the brand, of what it means to own and live the Airstream dream. Quite frankly, I think that we have failed at that. I think that we could do better to make sure that we support you in every way that we can, individually and also as a club. I can't think of a better group of people to be out there promoting what we do. Airstream is like a conduit, no, not a conduit. It's more like a time machine. And not a time machine that will take you back in time to the good old days or into some fantastic future. What Airstream is it's a time machine that slows time down. We are living where we are seeing faster societal and technological changes than we have ever seen in any lifetime. This time machine called Airstream and what you do with it allows us to slow time down and truly live the human experience. Because that is the power of this brand and the power of what you do. It is powerful, the impact you have on every people you meet out there, every person you meet. How could we, as your dealer, neglect that? When you're the reason I stand here, you're the reason Airstream exists, you're the reason we get to do what we do. We won't ever forget that. It is important and critical that you understand that there's three legs to the stool in order to make sure this time machine continues to work, to allow us to experience what it is to be human in a world that's changing so fast that I'm not quite sure what tomorrow will hold anymore. Except for one thing that's true. Airstream will always, always be there for us. The brand, what it does for us, and the fulfillment in all of our lives. So as a dealer, I think it's important that we help this club not just survive, and there have been some years where it has just survived, but I think it's important that we help you thrive, that we reset the bar in order to ensure that this club looks back at 1975 and says 4,000 was a pretty weak year. That you're able to spread the joy and the human experience that all of you get doing what you do. So with that, I would like to conclude. Rumor has it that there has been approved a WBCCI foundation in order to help the club grow. We would be honored and humbled if we could be the first ones to donate to that in the amount of $10,000 to fund your seed. That's the part I really don't like. I don't do that so that I can get an applause. I do that because it's a partnership. And I value it and I see it. I sit on many dealer councils of Airstream dealers. I will be spreading the word and the message of the value you bring to us. And I will make sure that you see the support nationally that you should see so you can continue to do the good work that you do. I want to thank you for allowing me to be here. Again, I am humbled and honored. Enjoy Wally's World while you're out here. Good night.
Ted, thank you so much. It has been an honor for us to get this thing started with you. You folks, all of you, have just wowed us. And now you did it again. Thank you. Yeah. I now declare the 61st International Rally open.
Ladies and gentlemen, I ask you please remain seated until our officers and guests have departed the stage. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our program for this evening. Thank you very much. Have a great evening and a wonderful next day. Good night, folks.
Around the world, caravan moving since I can get set up here in this room.
Oh,
so
that's right.
We need to make that announcement.
Oh, okay. And folks, if you're still interested, we are showing Around the World Caravan, Wally Byam's Caravan Around the World, that we'll be showing shortly, so stick around. I got water here, honey. Thank you. Up there.